السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ومن اقتدى بسنته إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد، إن أصدق الحديث كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار، أما بعد. فبإذن الله تعالى we continue with the amazing work of Sheikh Islam Ibn Qayyim رحمه الله تعالى، إغاثة الأحفان في مصائد الشيطان. That is supporting the distressed against the plots of the shaitan. As we know, this book, Ya Ibad Allah, comprises of discussions by Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah as relates to the affairs of the heart and the conditions of the heart. And in previous lessons, we've studied together the qalb that is salim, that heart that is illuminated, that is healthy, and likewise the heart that is mayit, the dead heart, the heart that is healthy, and that is the heart of the Muslim, the believer, the mu'min. And the heart that is dead is the heart of the kafir. And then the third category he mentioned, rahimullah, is the qalb al-marid. That is that heart that is sick between being healthy and being dead. And then we mentioned, barakallahu fikum, a couple of examples of the sick heart. We mentioned kibr, arrogance, and also ujub, being self-amazed. That Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala he mentioned. And he continues in this affair of the sick heart and issues concerning it. So today, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, we will deal with the similitude that he has, or the analogy he has made with the heart and the limbs, yani the sicknesses that occur in one's limbs and body with the sicknesses that occur in the heart. And then he comes at the end of this with a very fruitful natija, conclusion. He says, rahimullah, وَقَالَ تَعَالَى يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ قَدْ جَاءَتْكُمْ مَوْعِذَةٌ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ وَشِفَاءٌ لِمَا فِي الصُّدُورِ وَهُدًى وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And that he said, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, O mankind, there comes to you, or there has come to you, an admonition, maw'idha, yani the Qur'an, the revelation, min rabbikum, from your Lord, and a cure for that which is in the chest, yani the heart, wa hudan wa rahmatun lil mu'mineen, and as a guidance and as a mercy for the believers. So the maw'idha, yani the Quran, the admonition, the barakallahu fikum, the revelation, فَهُوَ شِفَاءٌ لِمَا فِي الصُّدُورِ مِنْ مَرَدِ الْجَهَلِ وَالْغَيْرِ. That is that the Quran is a cure for that which is in the heart from illnesses, like the illness of ignorance and deviance. فَإِنَّ الْجَهْلَ مَرَضٌ, because ignorance is indeed an illness. شِفَاءُهُ الْعِلْمُ وَالْهُدَى, and the cure for this sickness of ignorance is knowledge and guidance. وَالْغَيْ, deviance, مَرَضٌ, and deviance is also an illness. شَفَاءُهُ الرُّشْدُ, and the cure of for this is being upright and guidance. وَقَدْ نَزَّهَ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانُهُ نَبِيَّهُ عَنْ هَذَيْنِ الدَّاعَيْنِ. And then Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala has mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has freed Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from having these two illnesses, the illness of ignorance and the illness of deviance. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, وَالنَّجْمِ إِذَا هَوَى مَا ضَلَّ صَاحِبُكُمْ وَمَا غَوَى. Where he said, subhana, and by the stars as it falls and disappears, مَا ضَلَّ صَاحِبُكُمْ وَمَا غَوَى, your companion did not go astray, yani Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he did not deviate, yani he is not ignorant and he did not deviate sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah freed that from Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the messenger Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam freed the companions from having this, and stated that they were free from having these two sicknesses, and that is ignorance and deviance. And that is in the hadith of Irbad, as we know, radiyallahu ta'ala an, where the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he gave the characteristic of the Khulafa al-Rashideen, Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, Ali, radiyallahu anhum, and the Sahaba ajma'een, where he said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, alaykum bi sunnati wa sunnati khulafa'i rashideen min ba'di al-mahdiyyin min ba'di addu 'alayha bi nawajidh. Where he said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon you is my sunnah and the sunnah of the khulafa, and he gave them two characteristics, ar-rashideen al-mahdiyyin. He gave them the characteristics of being on the straight path and being upright and guided. And in this he has negated from the khulafa the disease of ignorance and the disease of deviance. Shafa'uhu al-ilm. The ulama of the sahaba ajma'in radiyallahu anhum, they received the wahi, experienced the wahi, and the sword and messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam received the wahi, the revelation. And they stuck to the revelation of the messengers that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent to the messengers alayhi salatu wasalam. They stuck to the revelation that Allah sent to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they used it as a rule for themselves. وَاسْتَقَرَّتْ بَعْدَ وَفَاتِهِ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that remained after his death sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The sahaba upheld the sunnah and taught and narrated to the tabi'een, the second generation, and it went on from there. The messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, alaykum bi sunnati wa sunnati khulafa'i rashideen. Upon you is my sunnah and the sunnah of the rightly guided khulafa, the caliphs, Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, Ali, radiyallahu anhum ajma'in. Na'am, upon us is to stick firm to this methodology, because they are free from these two illnesses of ignorance and deviance, which has been attested by the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this authentic hadith of Irbad. فَإِنَّهُ مَنْ يَعِشْ مِنْكُمْ فَسَيَرَ اخْتِلَافًا كَثِيرًا. Those who live long from amongst you will indeed witness a lot of differing. There's going to be a problem. And this problem, this ikhtilaf, you find, is due to these two illnesses. And that is al-jahl, ignorance, and deviance. Which is why the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he gave us the cure for this. And that is to stick to the sunnah. Alaykum bi sunnati. Upon you is my sunnah. And the sunnah of the Khulafa'i Rashideen. And also follow the understanding of these people who are free from these illnesses of the heart, the illness of ignorance, and the illness of deviants. He called them al-Rashidina al-Mahdiyin, rightly guided upon ilm and nafi', beneficial knowledge. The Sahaba radiyallahu anhum, huma barru hadhihi al-umma quluba, the most pious of this ummah, who have the most pious hearts, righteous hearts from this ummah, the companions radiyallahu anhum. Addu alayha bin awajith, stick firm to it like the molar of your teeth. And Sheikh Salih al-Fawzan, hafidhullahu ta'ala, he gave a similitude, and he said, showing the importance of sticking firm, holding tight to this way that the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam has guided the ummah to, holding firm to it like the molar of your teeth, grabbing hold, holding tight to the revelation, the sunnah, and the understanding of the Sahaba radiyallahu anhum al awqast. He mentioned the similitude, and that is that if you're in the sea and you are being saved, and there's somebody is giving you a rope, they've thrown a rope to you, and you have to hold on to that rope so you don't drown. The one who holds firm to that rope will not drown, bi-idhnillah. He's holding on tight to that rope, because if he lets go, he will drown. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَاَعْتَسِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا, and hold firm to the rope of Allah, all of you, and do not divide. So the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has informed us of this solution to the ikhtilaf, and that is to follow the way of these individuals who do not have these sicknesses of the heart, and that is the sickness of ignorance and the sickness of deviance. After this, barakallahu feekum, Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentions in a portion of this amazing book the affair of the sickness of the body, and he said, وَلَمَّا كَانَ مَرَضُ الْبَدَنِ خِلَافَ صِحَّتِهِ وَصَلَاحِهِ وَهُوَ خُرُوجُهُ عَنْ اِعْتِدَالِهِ أَتَبِيعِ. He said that the body, the sickness of the body, now he's going to give us an example of illness of the body so we can understand the essence of the heart. And he says that the illness and sickness of the body, that which opposes its healthiness and its correctness, is when it leaves its balanced nature. The balanced compositions of the body have been violated. The natural state that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the body to have that balance, it has left that balance. لِفَسَادٍ يَعْرِضُهُ لَهُ, because of some type of corruption or ailment that has approached them. يُفْسُدُ بِهِ أو يَفْسُدُ بِهِ إِدْرَاكُهُ وَحَرَكَاتُهُ طَبِعِيَّةً. And because of this illness in the body, I need you to stay with me, ya ahibba. Because of the illness of the body is not functioning naturally, how it's supposed to. And its sense of feeling is violated. And sometimes, because of this, it can cause blindness, or cause the individual to become paralyzed, or sometimes it's weakened. So it has some type of vision, but they cannot look at the sun, for example, or look in the bright light, which is a natural way that you should be able to see the bright lights. But it affects them, for example, when one has meningitis. And that is due to some imbalances in the body. So its senses become deficient. Either the senses go totally or they become deficient. And then he says, rahimullah, that the reason for the imbalance in the body, moving it away from its balanced state, is either due to the corruption and amount of something that they have in their body. There is imbalance in the amount of something that they have in the body, and that could be sugar, an imbalance of sugar, or imbalance of fluid, and so forth. Or they can have too much fat in their arteries, and this has affected the balance of the body, and therefore violated its composition and its health is affected. Or the kayfiyah, and that is, for example, the temperature of the body. The natural temperature, the balanced temperature that it should have, has been violated. Either it's too cold or too hot, not enough fluid, too much fluid, and then it moves it away from its healthy, natural state. This is what we know from the body. So then he says, the healthiness of a body, sihatuhu, revolves around three things. Three areas or three affairs is how the healthy body revolves. You need to maintain that healthy state of the body. The first one is hifz al-quwwah, and that's to maintain its strength and energy. And that's number one. Number two is al-himayatu and al-mu'dhi, and that is have the ability to protect the body, to be protected from things that would harm it. For example, your immune system. And then the third was istifrag al-mawad al-fasida, and that is releasing harmful objects from the body. Again, we're just understanding here that Ibn Qayyim is indeed a doctor. And he indeed is a doctor. Fi'lan. And he's using this to make us understand the affair of the heart, which will come inshallah. So these are the three areas that is needed to maintain a healthy body. And that is, the strength and energy must be maintained and preserved. And the second, it must have this protective system that repels things that harm it, like your immune system. And you have the istifrag al-mawad al-fasida, to release those corrupted and dangerous affairs or things that can come into the body. And that's, for example, when we have hijama, we release the dead blood, which makes one lazy, makes one sleepy, head is heavy, and causes many illnesses. He says, going into details, as for, and he says that the Sharia, the legislation, the Quran, and the Sunnah has come to preserve these three areas, and that is the strength and energy of the body, protecting it from harm, and releasing harmful things that may be present in the body. These three areas. And this is in the Quran, ya ikhwah. And this, wa akhawat. This is a refutation against those who say that the Quran, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that is shifa'un, that the Quran is a heal, medicine. It's for the heart and the body. How? Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he goes into detail and he says, amma hif al-quwa, as for preserving the energy, this is in the deen. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ سُبْفَإِنَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ تَعَالَى يعني فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ سُبْحَانَهُ أَمَرَ الْمُسَافِرِ وَالْمَرِيدِ أَنْ يُفْتِرَ فِي رَمَضَانِ وَيَقْضِيَ الْمُسَافِرِ إِذَا قُدِّمْ وَالْمَرِيدِ إِذَا بُرِي. And that is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has legislated that the traveler or the one that is sick should break their fast. They've been given this leeway in Ramadan. And the one that is traveling should make it up when he gets home and he resides. And the one that is sick can make up that fast when he has health or she has good health. فَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْكُمْ مَرِيضًا أَوْ عَلَى سَفَرٍ فَعِدَّةٌ مِنْ أَيَّامٍ أُخَرٍ. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and those who from you is sick or traveling, then make the days up later. And that's to maintain the energy of the individual, because when they fast, they lose energy. So they're traveling and they're sick, they need as much energy as they can get. So therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has legislated to preserve this energy and quwwa and strength, that the one who is fasting and traveling, that he can break his fast, and likewise the one that is sick. And this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As for the second component or area that's important for the healthy body, that is al-himaya and al-mu'dhi. And that is, it preserves or maintains and protects the body from those areas or those things that could harm it. And this is legislated, ya ibadallah. And that is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Ibn Qayyim said, فَإِنَّهُ سُبْحَانَ حَمَى الْمَرِيضَ عَنْ إِسْتِعْمَالِ الْمَالِ الْبَارِدِ فِي الْوُضُوءِ وَالْغُسُلِ. And that is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has protected the one that is sick from using water to make wudu, or cold water in making wudu. Allah has given them that leeway, that if it is harmful to their body, in order to protect them, to repel any type of illnesses or any type of harm, He subhanahu wa ta'ala has legislated tayammum. He's legislated the hard ablution with sand and earth. As He subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, إِذَا قُمْتُمْ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ فَاغْسِلُوا وُجُوهَكُمْ وَأَيْدِيَكُمْ إِلَى الْمَرَافِقِ وَامْسَحُوا بِرُؤُوسِكُمْ وَأَرْجُلَكُمْ إِلَى الْكَعْبَيْنِ وَإِن كُنتُمْ جُنُبًا فَطَهَّرُوا وَإِن كُنتُمْ مَرْضَى أَوْ عَلَى سَفَرٍ أَوْ جَاءَ أَحَدٌ مِنْكُمْ مِنَ الْغَائِطِ أَوْ لَمَسْتُمُ النِّسَاءَ فَلَمْ تَجِدُوا مَاءً فَتَيَمَّمُوا صَعِيدًا طَيِّبًا. He subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the ayat al-wudu, in the ayat in Surah Al-Ma'idah regarding wudu, where He mentioned the sifat of how we should do wudu, ablution. And then He said, وَإِن كُنْتُمْ مَرْضَى, and if you are sick, or traveling, to the end of the verse, then He said, and you don't find water, فَتَيَمَّمُ. So the person who is sick is legislated that if the cold water is going to harm them, that they are not to use that cold water to do wudu, but rather do tayammum. فَتَيَمَّمُ, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. And this is protecting them from the harm of potential illnesses that could occur, and to increase some type of illness that they may have due to the coldness of the water. So this is legislation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As for removing the, barakallahu feekum, harmful elements that may be in the body, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has indeed mentioned this again in His Quran. And He has legislated this to protect the body. And this shows you, barakallahu feekum, the amazing nature and the amazing situation that we are in, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed to us this book that is tafsirun li kulli shay, that is indeed explains everything. There isn't anything except it's been explained, and the solution is in the book of Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the solution of this affair, istifrag al-madda al-fasida. And that is that we know that here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has legislated that you can remove the removal of harmful elements that are in you. Na'am, the issue of when you're doing hajj, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that the muhrim, the person who's in a state of ihram, that they are not to cut their hair. That they are not to cut their hair. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from His mercy, has legislated that the one who has a marad, has an illness, as He said subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْكُمْ مَرِيضًا أَوْ بِهِ أَذًى مِنْ رَأْسِهِ فَفِدْيَةٌ مِنْ سِيَامٍ أَوْ صَدَقَةٍ أَوْ نُسُكٍ. Subhanallah. He said subhanahu wa ta'ala that whoever from amongst you has an illness in their hair, like a type of skin illness on their scalp, or an illness and the hair is irritating them, or the hair has some type of effect on their on the illness that they have, and they're in a state of ihram where initially it is haram and impermissible to cut your hair when you're in ihram and hajj, Allah has said you can do it to remove that harm of the hair, that hair that is being harmful, to remove that harmful element. And in its place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given a choice that you can fast 3 days afterwards, or you can feed 6 poor masakin people, or you can sacrifice a sheep in its place. So you can remove that harmful affair of the hair as it relates to the situation. And this is barakallahu fikum, from the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After this, ya ibadallah, he said, Ibn Qayyim, إِذَا أُرِفَ هَذَا, if this is known, فَالْقَلْبُ مُحْتَاجٌ إِلَى مَا يُحْفَظْ عَلَيْهِ قُوَّتُهُ. So if these three elements are known, that the body has been, in order to preserve its healthy nature, it has to remember, it has to maintain its strength, energy. Number two, it has to mather, have protective elements to protect it from harm. And number three, to remove any harmful objects that may be in the body. He says, Ibn Qayyim rahimullah, that if this is the state, yani the state of the body, then preserving the heart is more in need. So therefore the quwwah, which is the first one, the strength, wa huwa al-iman, that which strengthens, like we mentioned, that which strengthens the individual in the affair of traveling. They need the energy to travel so they can break their fast and so forth. He said, regarding the heart, in order to maintain that healthy heart, the quwwah needs to be preserved. The strength and energy of the heart needs to be preserved. And that is by iman and belief in Allah. Wa awradu ta'at, and fulfilling the acts of obedience. And himya, and also the second one is the protectiveness, or to be protected from harm. This is needed in the heart. And that is by ijtinab al-atham, and the protecting the heart from the illnesses, and protecting the heart from the evils, is staying away from sins, ijtinab al-atham, staying away from sins and ma'asi, and all of those things that oppose that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed, from shirk and from riyah, showing off, and from bid'ah, innovating or introducing newly invented matters into the deen. Barakallahu fikum. So this is the second category from our three categories we're working with. And as for istifrag, he said, because you know, the slave, the abd, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, kullu bani Adam khata, all of the children of Adam err and sin. And these sins is what causes illnesses of the heart. So we need the third category, and that is istifraghuhu min kulli maddatin fasida, removing those illnesses that are there, or those corrupt components that are there, removing it from the heart. And that is by tawbah, and that is by repenting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tawbatan nasuha, that tawbah, that repentance that is sincere. So this is the analogy of the body and the heart. The body needs these three entities to be preserved, for the body to be healthy and to maintain its balance. And likewise, barakallahu fikum, the heart needs these affairs, these three affairs, in order to maintain its balance and its healthy nature. And then he mentions, rahimullah, Ibn Qayyim. And then he said that the marad and the sickness for the one that does not have these three affairs, and that is the strength maintained, the protectiveness, protecting his heart from sins, and removing the ailments with repentance and istighfar and seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the heart is sick, it's devoid of use of executing these three affairs regarding the heart. And what happens after that? He says, rahimullah, wa maraduhu huwa nau'un fasad yahsul lahu, يفسد به تصوره للحق. And with that, the heart is affected, it's sick now, because it's not protective. The heart hasn't been protected from sins, and it hasn't been cured with tawbah, repentance. And it has not been maintained its strength by obedience and doing acts of worship. So the heart is sick. So therefore it affects the way that it sees the truth, in that the truth now becomes falsehood, and the falsehood now becomes the truth to them. And Ibn Qayyim rahimullah, he mentioned, barakallahu fikum, an amazing similitude again regarding the body. And that is that he said that the body that is sick, as we all know, when the body is sick, that which is sweet becomes bitter. And that which usually is bitter will probably become sweet. The taste buds are affected. And that is like the heart that is sick. The sweetness of the truth becomes bitter. And the bitterness and the poison of the batil and falsehood becomes sweet. So like the healthy body is away from its natural disposition or natural position or natural state where sugar is sweet. Sugar is sweet and bitter leaf is bitter. Everything's normal. So the body is able to deal with the natural and the real essence of these affairs. But when the body is sick, sugar now is something that is bitter. Honey is bitter. They can't take it. And that's what happens with the heart. When the heart is sick, the Quran and Sunnah, the truth becomes hard, bitter for them. Following the Sunnah becomes difficult. Waking up from Fajr becomes difficult. Praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes heavy on that heart because it's sick. Just like the body that is sick, it cannot deal with the normal things that the body should deal with. And likewise, Ibn Qayyim, he mentions again with the similitude of the sick body and the sick heart. Rahimahullahu ta'ala. He says regarding the sick body, because it's sick, it cannot take any little bit of cold water, for example, or any heat. Anything that the body should be able to deal with, it won't be able to take it. Or any type of illness, it doesn't have its immune system to defend itself. And that is like the heart that is sick as well. Any shubahat, any misconceptions, any deviance that comes will destroy them. They can't take it. They can't repel it. Just like the body that is sick, the immune system is weak and it cannot repel the illnesses. So then what happens? When the body, for example, has an allergic reaction, the immune systems go haywire. And it just fights everything. It fights everything that comes its way. And that's a sign of it, of an unhealthy body. And that's like the heart. The heart that is sick. When it has a bit of doubt coming to it, or a bit of misconceptions that comes, that trial, that bid'ah, that disease, that sin, instead of repelling that and sticking to the haq, they get confused and start rejecting the truth and then getting confused because they don't have furqan, they don't have the ability to distinguish between falsehood and the truth. And this is the state of the heart. Ibn Qayyim brings this similitude, an analogy, so we can understand the importance of the affair of the heart. Which is why the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, عَلَيْكُمْ بِسُنَّتِي وَسُنَّتِي خُلِفَاءِ الرَّاشِدِينَ مِنْ بَعْدِي. Upon you is my sunnah and the sunnah of the khulafa. المهديين, الراشدين المهديين, the rightly guided khulafa, who are free from these illnesses, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praised them, and the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam praised them. So no, Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, that The person who does not follow this guidance, this huda, this guidance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed, that is shifa'an, or shifa'un, that is a cure. Hudan, wa shifa'un lima fi sudur, in that which is in the heart. The person doesn't follow this. They do istishfa, getting remedy from other than the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Messengers told us that there will be differing through these illnesses of the sickness of the heart of deviance. And he's told us to stick to the Sunnah and the way of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, the Salaf. So the one who seeks any remedy other than that which the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam has just prescribed, that which Allah has legislated, will indeed increase in their sickness. The heart will continue rejecting the haq. As the poet, as Ibn Qayyim mentions this line of poetry, إِذَا بَلَّ مِنْ دَاءٍ بِهِ ظَنَّ أَنَّهُ نَجَى وَبِهِ الدَّاءُ الَّذِي هُوَ قَاتِلُهُ. And that is that the individual, إِذَا بَلَّ, meaning the individual takes this medicine and he thinks he's getting healthy. So, like paracetamol, no benefit really. But he feels that he's getting healthy. And he feels that he's improving, but rather he's increasing in his illness. And this line of poetry was mentioned for like the old man. He's ill. And then he gets some type of remedy for that illness, but the weakness of old age is still there. So that's what this poetry means. So likewise, the one who goes to other than the Book of Allah and the Sunnah, the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you may feel good for a couple of seconds. You may enjoy that tweet. You may get excited by what you've heard. But it's not going to cure the heart in the long run. That which cures the heart, barakallahu fikum, is indeed the Book of Allah, the Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ فَبِذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُ هُوَ خَيْرٌ مِمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ. He said, say, by the virtue of your Lord, Allah, virtue of Allah, and His mercy, فَبِذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُ, and with that, rejoice. هُوَ خَيْرٌ, it is better than that which they gather. And here when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, بِفَضْلِهِ, by His virtue, وَبِرَحْمَتِي, يعني the Qur'an, some of the ulama have given a tafsir as Abdullah ibn Abbas وغيرهما رضي الله عنهما. Rahmah, understanding of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَبِذَلِكَ فَرْيَفْرَحْ, when with that rejoice, هُوَ خَيْرٌ مِمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ, is better than what they gathered, what all these philosophers have gathered, all of these people of the dunya, slaves of the dunya have gathered. It's khayrun. One hadith is better than any million riyals or pounds. One hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam that you memorize, that you implement, that you understand, that you call to, that you teach others regarding it. Khayrun mimma yajma'un. It's better than what they gather. Don't be fooled. So the one that goes to other than that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed for the cure, will indeed increase in that ailment. Have you not seen, ya ibadallah, the one that is sick, and he takes the wrong prescription, what happens? Another illness will come about. Either he's sick, he has diabetes, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give all of us good health. Health in our limbs and more so in our iman and qalb and our hearts. But then the individual takes other than the correct medicine. He may feel good for a little while, but then another disease will come. And that is the example of the one who uses bid'ah to try and cure the heart. This is the kalam of Ibn Qayyim rahimullah. So for example, the one who goes to other than the atibba, the doctors of the heart, as Ibn Qayyim rahimullah ta'ala, he mentioned, yani the rusul and the anbiya, the prophets and the messengers and those who follow them and those who follow the way of the sahaba, these are the atibba. These are the doctors. You go to other than them, they're going to give you a wrong prescription. Either the prescription of philosophy or the prescription of bid'ah and innovation, aqlaniyah, so-called intellectualism. Nah, they'll give you something that is other than that which the heart needs. And that heart needs the Quran and the Sunnah. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَلَا يَزِيدُ الظَّالِمِينَ إِلَّا خَسَارًا. He said subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He has revealed the Quran, that which is in it a cure, shifa'un, cure and a mercy for the believers. There isn't a sickness. Take this as a qa'ida, ya ahibba. There isn't a sickness or an illness that's in the heart, except the answer is in the book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But the problem is when one has the illness of jahl, one has the sickness of ignorance. And this sickness of ignorance, as Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala mentions, it makes the individual unable to recognize that they're sick, unable to recognize and accept the cure. Which is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has condemned ignorance throughout the Quran. Throughout the Quran. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in Surah Hud regarding Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, that he said to his people, Ya qawmi, la as'alukum alayhi malan in ajriya illa ala Allah. وَمَا أَنَا بِطَارِدِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِنَّهُمْ مُلَاقُوا رَبِّهِمْ وَلَكِنِّي أَرَاكُمْ قَوْمًا تَجْهَلُونَ. And Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam was giving da'wah and calling his people to tawheed, and he gave them that characteristic of ignorance. I don't ask you for any wealth. My reward is with Allah. إِنْ أَجَرِي إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ. My reward is with Allah. I don't want your money. I don't want your wealth. وَلَكِنِّي أَرَاكُمْ, he said later, قَوْمًا تَجْهَلُونَ, I see you as a people of ignorance. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned also ignorance, this sickness, regarding the people of Lut. The people of Lut, with their abomination. And that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, أَإِنَّكُمْ لَتَأْتُونَ الرِّجَالَ شَهْوَةً مِنْ دُونِ النِّسَى بَلْ أَنْتُمْ قَوْمٌ تَجْهَلُونَ. He said, Allah said in the Quran, and do you go to our men and leave our women and leave the women? بَلْ أَنْتُمْ قَوْمٌ تَجْهَلُونَ. But rather you are people of ignorance. And ignorance, ya ibadallah, it pushes the people to associate partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It leads habba to the extent that one worships other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the story of Musa, another prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, where he said subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Musa said, وَجَاوَزْنَا بِبَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ الْبَحْرَ فَأَتَوْا عَلَى قَوْمٍ يَأْكَفُونَ عَلَى أَصْنَامٍ لَهُمْ قَالُوا يَا مُوسَى اجْعَلْ لَنَا إِلَهًا كَمَا لَهُمْ آلِهَةً قَالَ إِنَّكُمْ قَوْمٌ تَجْهَلُونَ. Where the people of Musa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved them. And they went to associating partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يَعْكُفُونَ عَلَى الْأَصْنَامِ. They resided next to idols. In excessiveness regarding the idols. قَالُوا يَا مُوسَى, make for us a ilah, a god, like they have a god. And then Musa, he said, إِنَّكُمْ قَوْمٌ تَجْعَلُونَ. Verily, you are a people who have ignorance. You're an ignorant people. And this is the sickness of ignorance. It leads to that shirk. And likewise, ignorance. And the spread of ignorance is from the signs of that last hour. As in the hadith of Bukhari, in Bukhari, rahimullah, where the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إِنَّ بَيْنَ يَدَيْ السَّاعَ لَأَيَّامٍ يَنْزُلُ فِيهَا الْجَهْلِ وَيَرْفَعُ فِيهَا الْعِلْمِ وَيَكْثُرُ فِيهَا الْهَرَجِ وَالْهَرَجِ. قِيلَ قَالَ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam بِمَعْنَى الْهَرَجِ يعني القتل. And that is that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, that the day or the time of the hour is but days. And that is when ignorance will be prevalent. They'll be spread, widespread. And knowledge will be lifted. And there will be killing and killing. Haraj, haraj. And the Messenger said, al-haraj is killing. So therefore the ulama have explained that due to the ignorance going, there ends up being killing. And this is from the sign of end of time. And we have that now from the jahl and the ignorance of the of ISIS and the rest of Boko Haram and rest of these. Khawarij. Naam. It's all jahl. It's ignorance. It's that sickness of ignorance. Where the heart is ill. And it sees the killing of innocent lives as the truth. And the preservation of innocent lives as disbelief. So they excommunicate and make takfir on those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not give them sultan for. This is the ill effects of illness. This illness of, barakallahu fikum, ignorance. And likewise, Ibn Qayyim, rahimullah ta'ala, he says, وَأَمَّا السَّيِّئَاتْ فَمَنْ شَهُهَا مِنَ الْجَهَلْ وَالظُّلْمِ فَإِنَّ الْعَبْدْ لَيَفْعَلْ قَبِيحٍ إِلَّا لِعَدْمِ عِلْمِهِ بِكَوْنِهِ قَبِيحًا أَوْ لِهَوَاهُ وَشَهْوَتِهِ مَا عِلْمِهِ بِقُبْحِهِ. He said, rahimullah, that sins emanate from two things, or two areas. They emanate from ignorance and oppression. Ignorance and oppressions. These are the parents of sins, so to speak. And that is that he says that verily the slave, he does not do a vile act, a disobedient act, except that he does not have the knowledge that is that act is despicable and is disobedience and the disgusting nature of that act. He doesn't have knowledge. And I can give an example for this. You have the knowledge of a lion and what the lion can do. So therefore when you see the lion, you're going to hide or you're going to go away. You're not going to even probably go there in the first place. Because you have knowledge of the harms that the lion can give you or do to you. But as for the sins, there is ignorance as to the harms and the ill effects of these sins. There's ignorance, so therefore the person falls into it. And this is the sign of a sickness of the heart. Which is why he says, أَسَيَّا مَنْ شَهُهَا مِنَ الْجَهَلِ. That sins, it emanates from this ignorance. Or the person follows their desires, and they know it's evil what they're doing. So this is the oppressive side. This is the oppressive side. And he says also, Ibn Qayyim rahimullah ta'ala in another place, فَإِنَّ الشَّرَّ كُلَّهُ عَدَمٍ. He says that evil, all of it, occurs due to the non-existence of certain elements. That evil, all of it, occurs due to the non-existence of certain elements. He says, وَأَنَّ سَبَبُهُ جَهَلٌ. The first he mentioned is the cause of it is ignorance, which is the non-existence of the element of knowledge. Or oppression, which is the non-existence of the element of justice and fairness. And with that comes a lot of pain and a lot of illnesses. Which is why Ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he said,
وَكَفَى بِخَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ عِلْمًا.
It's sufficient with the fear of Allah with knowledge. The person who has knowledge, he fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاءِ. Verily those who fear Allah in reality are the scholars. And then he says, Rahimullah, وَبِالْإِغْتِرَارِ بِاللَّهِ جَهْلًا. And to be complacent as relates to the rights of Allah and claiming that you can sin and Allah will forgive. This is ignorance. And this is the mother of the illness of the heart, ya ibadallah. And the cure for this illness is by seeking knowledge. And seeking knowledge according to the book of Allah and the sunnah of the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam, and seeking it for the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seeking his pleasure with the correct methodology, and barakallahu feekum, being consistent in that regard. And with this we conclude today's summary of the kalam of Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala in this portion of his analogy of the ill body and the ill heart, and the example of the sickness of ignorance. Hatha wallahu a'lam, wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.